Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Yes. Well, hello, everybody.
Hey,
you gathered here in the Gaither Shape Up Shop. And to our friends around the globe, welcome to this special edition of Homecoming Radio.
Sure.
This is the place where the music gets the vibe, but the chatter makes it live.
Oh, yeah.
And who made me jazz?
Yeah. And today we got Kevy on jumping jacks, and Tori doing squats, and Gordon and Joe skipping rope, and Williams pumping iron.
Yeah,
that's right. So for the 578th time, we say, come on in and join us. For the best of the best in gospel music on this international.
Keep your dreams alive day. For a life that's full of drive, always keep your dreams alive.
And standing with a barbell in one hand. Okay, he's down. The recent winner of the Charles Atlas Award.
He is Bill. No pain, no gain, Gaither.
I pumped plenty of iron in my day. And just look at me now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just look at it.
Wow.
The only care about the glutes, Bill.
If you'd known you were going to get this old, you'd have taken better care of yourself.
Gordon Motes here, the Martins and the Hoppers.
Vocal band Williams singing today. The Taylor is going to be a shape-up kind of day.
Okay, how do we start, Bill?
We're going to go to Memphis, Tennessee once again.
Yeah.
And the whole bunch singing Searching. David Phelps leads it, and I think Sandy Patty's involved. Oh, Jesse's going to get
He'll
in the
get
center
in
later.
I had a hard time resisting temptation. I kept on searching till I found the King of Kings. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We can get it going, but we can't always get it stopped.
Yeah.
My public service announcement today is 103 years ago was the founding of the Girl Scouts.
Yay.
Wow. Oh, good.
I love the cookies.
Yeah.
Thanks good work. For all the good work they have done over the years, especially Gordon. The cookies.
The Samoas, man.
The Samoas are good.
Oh, I like the little mint ones.
Vocal band. John Peterson wrote it. Not exactly like this.
Not so fast.
Wonderful day. Day I will never forget. After I wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy, I am telling, he made all the darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. And when at the cross the Savior made me whole, my sins are washed away and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Yeah. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love. Oh, what a standing is mine, mine, mine. And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came. Took the offer of grace, he did proffer, he saved me, oh praise his name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Time. Kind and unusual award this week from the Dry Cleaning Depository, meaning at Dave and Doug's Drip Dry in Detroit. They gave us their Spin Cycle Award, saying that whether you wash it, fry it, or blow dry it, our words are simply hot air in a bag. Well, too much inhalation of cleaning fluid, I believe.
That could be it.
But here is the word of the day. Theopneust. Theopneust.
I got it right here. Okay.
You scared me.
Let me handle this one for you. The Upnoost. It's one of the strangest football plays in the history of the NFL.
Well, you bet it is.
It involves an active type of blocking where a player attempts to push a defensive player. And after all, why are they so defensive? In order to establish a pocket. And why don't the uniforms have pockets? And they do a fake handoff, which aggressive football can take a handoff. And they run it straight up the middle and lay that ball right in the Upnoost.
That's what they say.
Is that right?
Very good.
Not quite it.
Help.
It actually means divinely inspired.
Are you serious?
As it does. As in, too many speakers sometimes think their words are theopneust. I know.
I learned a new word.
Way to shut it down.
God, you brought the whole room down.
I did. I know. I feel kind of bad about that. But
theopneust.
The Women of Homecoming did a special taping.
It's wonderful.
And I found this song somewhere.
Over the rainbow.
I forget where it came.
Where bluebirds fly.
I said, Joyce Martin, I got a song for you. And you talk about a female sergeant. I mean, she got these girls right in line. Listen.
I will fear no evil. Come on.
I will fear no evil.
I will dread no pain.
I will dread no pain.
Through the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus.
My suffering's not in vain.
For all my soul endures.
a table in the midst of enemies. And when I feast with Jesus, knocks demons to their knees.
I will fear no evil. I will dread no pain. Through the blood of Jesus, my suffering's not in vain. God will get the glory for all my soul endures. I will fear no evil. My victory is sure.
Though I may be wounded, I will not retreat. No tongue that rises in judgment, God will stop. He said the battle is his. He'll give it all he's got.
I will fear no evil. I will dread no pain. Through the blood of Jesus, my suffering's not in vain. God will get the glory for all my soul endures. I will fear no evil. My victory is sure.
I love it. Joyce Martin and the Women of Homecoming. I almost forgot. This is Cook Your Family Dinner Day.
Cook your family.
Cook them.
Wow.
That doesn't sound good.
The idea is for you to cook the family dinner tonight. I think Gloria loves...
your barbecue?
Barbecue, probably. I'm very good at it.
Okay.
So
do that.
Gordon Moat's up next, Bill.
Oh, yes.
Harder to explain. Boys are standing in the middle of the plain. One thing I know is true. When nothing but a miracle will do, ain't it just like the Lord to do what can't be done? Just like the Lord to make a way when there was none. Who but God could do the very things we're praying for? Ain't it just like the Lord? Some say a mountain can't be moved into the sea, but all things are possible for those who will believe. So in your time of trouble, don't listen to the doubt. Stand up on the promises and praise Him anyhow. 'Cause when you know He's on your side,
Here are the Taylors. My, my, my.
Back at Homecoming Radio, I love church bulletin bloopers, don't you?
Yes.
Here's three quickies here. Ladies, don't forget the rummage sale for those things you want to get rid of, and bring your husbands. Yes. This was also true. The Bible says there is rejoicing over one sinner who repents. And this is my favorite. Don't let worry kill you. Let the church help. There you go. Those are real bulletin bloopers.
Here's a triumphant quartet. Jesus is your ticket to heaven.
Jesus. Jesus. You can buy a ticket to Paris. You can buy a ticket to Rome. You can buy a ticket to Sweden. But you can't buy a ticket to that heavenly home. You see, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Ooh, oh, and oh, it's gonna be so nice. Be so nice. Jesus is your ticket to heaven. And he's already paid the price. Yeah. You can buy a ticket for a boat. You can buy a ticket for a plane. You can buy a ticket for a subway. But you can't buy a ticket for the heavenly train. You see, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Oh, oh, it's gonna be so nice. Be so nice. Jesus is your ticket to heaven. And he's already paid the price. When you get your ticket, you don't have to worry about a cancellation. You'll be traveling first class. So go ahead and make a reservation. You see, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Oh, no, it's gonna be so nice. Be so nice. Jesus is your ticket to heaven, and he's already paid the price. You see, Jesus is your ticket to heaven. Oh, and oh, it's gonna be so be nice. So nice. Jesus is your ticket to heaven, and he's already paid the price. Already paid the price.
Yeah. triumphant on this Keep Your Dreams Alive edition of Homecoming Radio.
And here's a promise you can hold on to. I am the Lord your God who holds your right hand and says, do not fear, for I will help you. That's Isaiah 41.
Well, we get many kind notes from our listeners every day at homecomingradio.com. Notes like this one. I hear you on 99.7 Waterloo, Iowa, as at work. Love to work to the praises of Jesus in the background. That's from Joyce.
Ricky, this is a good one. Seeing as how I love rock and roll, pop, and heavy metal, I really don't know why I love your show, but I do.
Yeah, Rick.
Right. It's terrific. Thank you, Ricky.
That's great.
Hi from Australia. I love the music and laughter. It lifts my life and keeps me encouraged. Good Keep day, it man. Up. That's from Leslie.
I'm so excited I can listen to you on XM Sirius. Yes, thanks to our buddy Kyle there. Every day at noon and at midnight, love the music and chatter. Please keep it up as you touch many of our lives. Hi to Kevin. Thank you from Cecilia.
You didn't make that up, did you?
I didn't. It says it right here.
We just started airing Homecoming Radio recently on 101.9 in Cambridge, Ohio. Yeah. And the response is amazing. So thanks for creating such a great show, Boyer. We love your notes. Keep writing, homecomingradio.com. Yeah. You know, I think many times we keep seeking gifts, we seek supernatural natural powers, but when it's all said and done, we really need to seek more of him.
Amen.
And to do that every day and make that a prayer for us daily, it's not an easy thing to do. Vocal band sings this. Gloria and I wrote it about, probably 30, 40 years ago. The trio sang it first. But here they are with Gordon playing on the keyboard, David Phelps doing the background arrangements of More of You. Listen.
More of you, more of you, I've had all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. I'm not trying to find just some new frame of mind that will change my old point of view. For I've been through it all, deep inside, nothing's changed, I'm not new. I'm not seeking a gift or emotional lift. There's one thing I'm longing to do, is to lift up my cup and let you fill it up with just you. Just more of you. Of things I've had my fill, and yet I hunger still, empty and bare. Lord, hear my prayer for more.
More of you, more of you, more of you. I
Nothing but good.
Nothing but good.
Well, thank you, David Phelps, for some beautiful harmonics. And thank you, Gordon, for some lovely, lovely keyboard touches.
Todd really sings that well, too.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And let that be the prayer of all of us today, that it would be less about us and more about him as
Amen,
we
Gordon.
Walk through this life.
Been a good program, but it's over and gone. Mm. So, Phil, can you help?
If you surf the internet, homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, get the latest scoop on the Gaither videos, and you can find dates and places for upcoming live concerts.
And come check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Click that little like button at the top. And always remember to leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
Some great homecoming stations in the state of Alaska. KAGV, KAKN, KIAM, KICY, and KRSA. We say
salute.
Hey, Gloria just called and your quiche class is about to start.
Quiche?
I don't know that I'll be eating any of that. But
is it quiche or kish?
Quiche.
Yes.
Quiche. It's Gordon who's cooking it, I guess.
We got to go. All out of time. See you next week. God
Bye-bye.
Bless.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation. And there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.